Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hemorrhaging money.
And it was never really popular with the NFL owners, ever. So Andre Markowitz and Lars Rensman, whoever those people are, described it as an abysmal failure, noting its poor quality of play, frequent name changes, and franchise relocations, as well as the lack of accessibility of regular NFL games in Europe as the reasons for its collapse. Like, why would I watch this when I can watch that?
That's what I'm trying to tell you about.
Give me the real stuff. You know,
quality of play is going to be your key, and it's not going to be good enough to attract enough interest to make this worthwhile, viable.
Some players that did come out of that, by the way, Kurt Warner, Brad Johnson, Jake Delhomme, John Kitna.
Those are all quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yep. And then Adam Vinatieri and Dante Hall are also mentioned as success stories. Well, that ain't a lot, though. I mean, for 12 years, that ain't a lot. Anyway,
I didn't realize it lasted that long. They're losing that much money. Wow.
Yeah.
And they did. They tried. Clearly, they tried. They thought, well, we're going to make this thing. Went over a decade. I would have never said it lasted over a decade.
Yep.
And it wasn't memorable whatsoever here on this side of the water.
No, it
was
not.
So if it was losing $30 million, again, did Silver do his homework? They're the big boys. They tried to do this in some way.
Yeah.
And it was a colossal failure. So I don't know why he thinks we're going to be different.
The only thing I remember about NFL Europe is that, like, one of those years they were on Madden. You could pick them on Madden. That's it. That's the only way I knew they existed. Outside of that, you know, no clue. Anyway, maybe the NBA will have more success, but I have my doubts. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM ESPN?
All right, we're back. Hope everybody's having a good day. George, how you doing over there, man?
I'm good. 3 hours in, still cooking.
Good to hear. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. Well, don't look now, but maybe the American Basketball League is starting to do some smart things. You know, I don't want to give them too much credit, but Jason Munns has a piece, a report, that the American Conference is tweaking its tournaments, its basketball tournaments, to try and reestablish multi-bid status. So starting with the 2025-2026 season, that's this one, previously all 13 teams used to make the tournament, no matter what. Even if you were 8-25, you know, you made it. Now only 10 teams, only the top 10 teams in the league will make the AAC tournament, which, again, is an upgrade. And to Mudd's point, what that does do is, you know, it eliminates, you know, a game, maybe more, against low-net teams, you know, or high-net teams, however you want to put that. You know, you don't want to play teams in the 200s and the 300s that late in the season. You know, you just – because you could lose and then it just – you know, it could crush you. So that's off the table. And then it also is going to, the American is also going to take away the double buys for the top four seeds and cut that in half. So now only the top two seeds are going to get the double buys, which as a result of that, combined with the fewer teams, if the Tigers are a top two seed in the AAC tournament, they will be their first game will be a semifinal. So they'll only have to win two games to win the American tournament.
As it should be.
As opposed to three, right? And playing that stupid quarterfinal. You're playing that quarterfinal is done. Is the news here if you're a top two seed. So I hate giving the American credit much, but I do think this is a logical, sensible move.
Sounds pretty good to me. If you were in a better conference and this was an opportunity like it is in most power leagues for you to get a quality win, right, a quad one win, then I'd say no, you want that extra game because seeding matters here, right, so much for Memphis in terms of getting those opportunities and trying to get yourself a better path to a second weekend. We've talked about it over and over year after year here. That said, that is not the case here. Got a bunch of bad teams that can pull you down. And so for a team with the expectations of a Memphis that we expect to finish where Memphis should finish every year, this is good news.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we were talking about it off the air. You know, Tyrese Hunter got hurt in the AAC tournament last year. And we were like, oh, is that the quarterfinal? If this had been in effect last year, would he have not gotten hurt? He did get hurt in the semifinal against Tulane.
Yep.
But it's one less game.
Which is won by 1 point, by the way. After he went out, 78-77.
That it was that close?
He played 23 minutes in that game before old Baraka got him.
I did not realize it was that close.
1 point game.
Now, I think, didn't Brumbaugh hit a three at the buzzer to make it one?
Perhaps.
But it was a close game.
That's still a two-possession game, dude. Yeah. You know Ron B. and our stuff.
No, he does.
He gives us a hard time. He'd been a thorn. Penny solved him of late.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's always a thorn.
That's
an amazing memory you have on Brumbaugh, though.
Yeah.
If that's indeed the case.
Well, let's look it up. Let's just see. Well, I mean,
it's a two-possession game, dude.
No,
close.
Either way.
We could have lost.
No question.
Baraka, again, sabotage.
I mean, Ron ended up getting his pound of flesh anyway on your ass because he took Tyrese Hunter out of the game.
Remember, that was a 2 of 13 shooting performance for P.J. Haggerty that night. He went 14 of 14 from the line, though.
Yeah. But yeah, Brumbaugh hit a three at the buzzer.
Of course you're going to know it because you probably were betting on it.
I was actually on my way to the SEC tournament. I was listening to Wolo on the
Yeah. Okay. You heard the legend call it.
That's right. Man, and then I'm looking at this box score, this play-by-play. Greg Glenn scored one of the final baskets for Tulane, and he passed, sadly, tragically, earlier. I guess it was over the weekend.
I saw that. He had 12 points in this game. I guess I didn't realize he had been, I'm assuming, a starter in that game for them.
Yeah.
It looks like. Played 32 minutes.
From what I heard on this, and it's just rumblings, and obviously very tragic. And it was called a tragic accident right in the release and in the statement. There was a yacht involved, like a big boat involved, and he and his friend were jumping off the yacht. And the friend jumped in after Greg Glenn and landed on him. And Greg Glenn never resurfaced.
What in the world?
Yeah. That was...
Jumping off of a yacht.
Mm-hmm. Like the second story of a yacht.
So had no business jumping off of the yacht? Was it built to, you said the second story? Yeah.
Well, you know, a yacht's more like that. But you're not supposed to be jumping off. I mean, that's not.
Okay. It wasn't someone's personal yacht they've been invited to and they're still.
I don't know whose yacht it was. I don't know. That's just. Yeah. That's what I was told by somebody.
So he dropped stories literally before he fell on top of him.
Yeah. Probably got knocked unconscious and drowned.
Probably so.
I mean, that's. Yeah, Yahoo said that details have not been made publicly yet. A source said Glenn drowned off the coast of Miami while swimming with a friend.
Good grief.
So, and that's like, you know, again, really, really, really sad. I mean, because I think he was expected back at
He was listed as a junior, so unless he transferred, yeah, that looked to me like he had more eligibility.
Yeah.
At least Ken Palm's got him as a junior in that game.
Yeah, that is
32 points.
Really,
I mean, 32 minutes. Excuse me.
Really, such a shame, man. Such a tragedy.
He had seven assists.
Yeah,
in that
bro.
Game,
he was like their best player for pretty much every game consistently.
Let him in steals that and tie for leading steals that game too.
Yeah. But yes, the American is if Memphis does what it's supposed to do, and it's a top two seed in this league, which should be waking out, you know, roll out of bed. they're only going to have to play two games maximum in the American tournament, which is great. It's great news, great thing for Memphis. Because you can't, as we say, and as we'll continue to remind you come January, February, March, you cannot help yourself in this league. You only can hurt yourself in this league. And so it's good to sort of take some of those, you know, IEDs off the ground for Memphis. So anyway, that's the news there. Munz had it up at the CA.
First things first, if you're not reading Sam Hardiman over at the Daily Memph, you need to get caught up. He covers everything. We say that just about any time we read one of his stories, but he's on all the big ones, it feels like. And from the Daily Memphian, City of Memphis is planning a $55 million renovation of AutoZone Park. This news came down yesterday, but it came down after John and I got off the air. A potential redevelopment of the area around the stadium, according to public records obtained by the Daily Memphian. Again, Sam Hardiman on the story over at DailyMemphian.com. In June, the city signed a contract with the project management firm Vieste. I'm going to go with the pronunciation on that, which is also involved in the city's development of Liberty Park. The exhibits to the contract indicate the city's firmest commitment yet to securing the Redbirds' long-term future in Memphis, is the way Hardiman puts it, and follow Redbirds' management openly, hinting at moving elsewhere if the park didn't see some substantial work. And we talked about it. You know, they were the one of the projects that was kind of like the odd men, because remember at one point the Coliseum was in there as well, out of the state money that you were getting. We said, well, that state money's not going to stretch past FedEx Forum, past Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. And it was basically the AutoZone Park that was one of those projects initially that was left out in terms of getting any money here. They had talked about it, folks down at AutoZone. Those officials had talked about it. We got to get something here. And for anybody that's been down there, it's been long overdue. AutoZone Park, once a gym as it relates to minor league baseball, certainly one of the best minor league baseball stadiums in the country at the time that it was built, certainly has gone down on a hard times, whether it's the restrooms or, you know, some of those concession areas where you got workers working tough because they can't keep the stuff refrigerated, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just seem like, you know, fixes that the obvious stuff, it's long needed. And then, you know, in terms of that next phase, they talk about, the next evolution. You need more than $8, $10, $12 million to do. And that's why that number's at $55 million. Initially, here it is. During the second phase, plans for the new AutoZone Park of the future will evolve, offering alternative concepts to further enhance both game experience and diversify event days to maximize activation. That's a lot of finagled words there, a lot of big words. As far as I'm concerned, that say upgrades, much needed upgrades. Again, there's a first phase where it's just basically playing catch up, long overdue upgrades that they've needed. And then the second phase that's going to take us into the next level. It's good that the AutoZone Park is not far off from FedEx Forum. What are they, a field? There's a field in between them that they're hoping that was once supposed to house the Walk at Union. As Hardiman describes, and I had completely forgotten about it, was a massive mixed-use project that never got off the ground. It's in that field that's between FedEx Forum and AutoZone Park, and hopefully this is going to include, this $55 million, a project there that will come to fruition.
Yep.
One that's not going to fall through. It's long needed something there. You can look at anybody that's been down Union right there. You see that field there, that disheveled field, as Hardiman puts it, and you wonder, okay, is anything ever going to come of that? Hopefully that is a part of this. But all good news for AutoZone Park. Again, you get the upgrade, you modernize that thing, and you get people a reason to want to go down again to, other than just to go see minor league baseball. Because right now you have to sell fireworks, you have to sell brunch, you have to sell other things to get folks to come down.
Yeah.
Those seats themselves, while the sight lines are good, they've gotten old. So have the bathrooms.
Man, no, you're exactly right.
We've ignored it too long.
I don't want to single anybody out, but there's a big difference between what the Redbirds do and mean to Memphis, and there's a big difference, with what the Showboats represent and what they mean to Memphis. And so I there's no love lost for me when the Showboats, deuce out, whenever that will become official. That's just the truth. But, the Redbirds have been here for a long time, man. Like, they care. They want to do more. I'm not going to sit here and say everything they've done is perfect. I'm sure that they've made, some mistakes along the way. But
I genuinely believe that the group behind that entity wants to be here and wants to play a real part in the revitalization of downtown Memphis. They just haven't had the money. They haven't had the money. I don't think they wanted the stadium to deteriorate to the condition that it's in, obviously. But, you know, the reality is that minor league baseball is going to be backseat to Grizzlies and Tiger football stadium renovations. But with that being said, this is news that should make your heart happy as a Memphian. I mean, the Redbirds have a place here. They matter here to people. It's a great place, and it's a great reason to take your family downtown to something that is, you know, I would like to believe is still affordable, you know, and you should be able to enjoy a nice ballpark if that is, you know, what you want to do. So I'm happy to see this. You know, those folks are fighting a tough battle, man, with the Redbirds. I do not envy them. That ain't easy, man. You're trying to generate, you know, political support for a minor league baseball team that, like, mm-hmm. you know, but it's still, every time I've been to AutoZone Park, man, I've had fun. Like, you know, whether it was for the 901 FC, whether it's for any Redbirds game that I've been to, you know, it just gets so hot sometimes, it's hard, but, you know, I've always enjoyed it. And so it's an institution in Memphis. It deserves some TLC. It's overdue for some TLC. I hope that $55 million is enough. I don't know how far that goes and, you know, renovations these days, man. But nah, man, I saw it yesterday and, you know, again, it made me happy. So we just got to get, we got to go down there. We got to take a trip. We got to go down there and see the renovations.
There's and it wouldn't just be, as we said, the AutoZone Park. There's that spot across the street that everybody's sort of looking at and is circled. And as Hardiman puts it, it's not clear what the contract, in that contract, it says surrounding mixed use development opportunities. And right there across Union is that disheveled field area that was supposed to house the walk at Union, the thing we talked about, the mixed-use project that never got off the ground.
Yep.
Hopefully that's going to be something that's not an eyesore anymore.
Absolutely.
And so you've got something right there. I mean, keep in mind how big a thoroughfare Union is heading downtown.
No doubt.
And what's there. And we've had, I mean, whether it's the old CA building that's gotten sold or whatever else, but just going down through that part, you know, AutoZone had been one of the gyms. It needs upgrading, but so does that across Union, that field.
Yep.
And so if you get something there that's also drawing people down, great for downtown Memphis. It goes in line with what the Grizzlies seemingly want with what's around FedEx Forum, that part of downtown. That's all good for Memphis in the end. And I realize for some of us that were reading these stories, man, it's always a city that's having to pony up and do all this stuff. In the end, it's going to not just benefit these organizations, these teams, but
yes.
the city
yes.
in terms of the look down there. It's going to give us more reason to go down other than just minor league baseball, right? You've got this multi-use facility that's hopefully not just, again, something that's pretty to look at, but something that you want to take your family to.
Absolutely right. So I'm excited. It does kind of seem like I don't want to you know, get too far ahead of myself, but it does kind of seem like maybe we're starting to cook a little bit. Maybe we got a little bit of momentum in the city of Memphis. Well, I don't want to go crazy.
We need a reimagining of downtown, and especially right in that little area right there between FedEx Forum and Beale, and then you got, you know, AutoZone right there at Union. There's an opportunity to modernize that.
Absolutely.
And make it something that you know, we all want to go down to.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to it. All right, so Memphis football is starting up camp today, right? They got yes. fall camp getting underway, and they may have a new member of the team. And it's certainly, it would be, you know,
receiver, right?
Yeah, it's a receiver. Yeah. It'd be good timing.
Just talking about that with Frank Bonner yesterday. You're right.
Cortez Braham, maybe it's Braham, but he is expected to make a decision as early as this week. He is on his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Stop.
He's on his 7th year of eligibility, bro.
I thought you were about to say school.
No. He's on his 7th year in college, though.
Okay, well, that doesn't surprise me.
All right, well, that you're fine with that.
7 years in college. Man, play 10 now. We know these guys are getting extra years. In the COVID year, you can't keep up.
Pension, yeah.
Some folk got 2.
But he is deciding. He played in Nevada with Brandon Lewis.
I saw that.
So he's deciding between Memphis and UCLA.
Somebody just dropped out.
Yeah, Virginia.
Okay.
So Cortez Braham, you know, again, he started all 13 games last year for Nevada, 56 receptions, 724 yards, 4 touchdowns. You know, I mean, it seems like a guy that Memphis desperately needs with Division I experience.
We just ran through the list of receivers. It's a whole new group.
That's right.
And this seems like the most proven of all the guys.
Yes.
We just ran it with Frank Bonner yesterday from the Daily Memphian. Yes, you've got some you know, power four receivers here, but they weren't the guy at their previous schools. None of them were. And so at least you got a guy that played an entire season, it sounds like, here.
Yeah, look.
And was relatively solid.
Four receptions, 66 yards, and a touchdown against SMU, which is a nice stat line.
That's a legit day against SMU.
He had nine catches, 141 yards against Colorado State. He had nine receptions, 110 yards against Georgia Southern with a touchdown, and seven receptions, 123 yards against Air Force. So, you know, two receptions, 56 yards, and a touchdown against UNLV.
You know what the S in Silverfield stands for?
Yeah.
Dollar sign.
That's right.
Give it to them, Rhino.
Well, I mean, again, if we ever sit around and wonder about Memphis's money, bro, they're sitting here battling with a Big Ten team. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
I know UCLA is not the richest Big Ten team because, you know, they are in debt and all that, but it's still a Big Ten team.
Don't forget, we just told Big 12 we were going to do 20.5. Big rev share.
Yeah.
Big rev share.
I want to follow up on that, damn it.
Right. Was that just talk?
Y'all over there.
They got
look.
Treasure. They got troves of money over there.
Y'all see what happens when Memphis starts drinking a little bit, man. They start telling folks they're going to go to full rev share, 20.5. We'll pay.
20.5.
That folks, Memphis.
We got the whole thing.
Memphis had to be on that Incredible Hulk last week when they sent that $200 million offer to the Big 12, man. Oh, and we doing full rep share, by the way.
They should have called our bluff. It was free money for them. Man. They should have said, we'll call you on it, show it to you, know, whatever that is, whatever the poker terminology is. They should have. It was free money. You could boot us out after five.
Facts.
It's ridiculous.
I'm a little, in some ways, like, I wonder what Memphis would have done if they had accepted. Like, if
they would have come up with it.
My conspiracy theory is Memphis knew it wouldn't get admitted into the Big 12 and that they just made this offer public, you know, because they wanted to show fans that they're trying to do something. But
so you think now the consensus at first was Memphis wouldn't want this offer public. You are now on the complete
side
that it's being leaked by, because that's quite the charge.
I've had all kinds of thoughts.
I'm like, just saying, and that's fine to have thoughts about it. I'm just saying, can you really stay 2 feet in thought?
No, I can't stay 2 feet in it.
Because in the end, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. But, you know, it's you can still say, if that's the way it went down, you could look your fans in the face and say, we tried. You know, and if worst case scenario, they accept it. But I wonder if they made the offer knowing that it would not be accepted, knowing that they had no chance. And then the Big 12 said no, and then Memphis ends up leaking it. I don't know.
I don't know what good that does you. Like I said,
the only good it would do is, you know, you re-galvanize your fan base. Say, we're trying.
In the end, you had that one Big 12 president telling the rest of college athletics that nothing in Memphis has changed. That's not a good look for
them. That's true.
You know,
I don't know they did.
It's not reality, but that is the perception of one Big 12 president who's telling the rest of college athletics,
you ain't
changed at all. That's not good.
And that perception hurts.
100%. That's a minus dollar sign. That's killing you.
Exactly.
You don't need that out there. That's why I don't. There's no way. I can't say no way, but
the likely scenario.
You didn't want that out there.
No, I agree. But yeah, Cortez Bram, I mean, Memphis needs help at receiver, and he would instantly step in with that, you know, chemistry. And again, like, you're recruiting this kid. Don't tell me that Brendan Lewis is not your starter. Quit playing games. You know what I mean? Like, you're clearly, like, you're building around him. You're bringing in a receiver he played. Well, you're going to spend the money to get a receiver that he played with last year. Let's just say it. Let's just stop playing in everybody's face. You know, it's going to be Brendan Lewis. You brought him to media day. You're recruiting a receiver that he used to play with. Come on, dog.
This should be easy since it's his guy and it was one of his go-to guys last year.
Should help him.
And maybe he's even saying, maybe he was a part of making this
happen.
I'm
sure he was.
You know what I'm saying?
You got the inside. This dude.
You got to make this happen.
Our offensive line sucked last year. Now we're going to get so.
He's already been around. He knows what he's got at receiver, and he's saying, I need this dude. You need to make that happen for
100%.
Him. Whatever makes him the most comfortable.
Guess. That is absolutely my guess. But we'll see. We'll see if he makes a decision this week. I know Ryan Silverfield certainly would appreciate it if he could sign this guy up, you know, before you know, the season gets started. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Trista Crip, when we get back. Jason and John, I'm trying to finish.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
ESPN. We call her the Meta Queen on this show because she absolutely dominates on social media, whether it's Threads, whether it's Instagram. She's still on X. She is the one. She is the only. The great Trista Crick, who is in the process of building an empire with the Daily W. She joins us now. Hello, friend.
Hello. Hey, what happened to Isn't She Lovely, the music? I was missing that and was hoping for it.
We have a different producer in today.
Oh, got it.
I'll take that one. That's on me. That's my bad.
Substitute producer.
Baptism by fire. You know, he's got to learn.
He gets called out right away.
That's exactly right. He's doing 7 straight hours of radio today.
My goodness.
The guy, and it's not for a charity or anything. It's just because we don't have the bodies. So
it's not for a charity. Somebody needs to get that man an In-N-Out burger or some Chick-fil-A.
There we go.
That's right. Bring that up here for George.
That is exactly right. Okay. Well, man, we have so much to talk about. One thing that I know the last time we had you on, we talked about sort of your career path. You know, for those who are uninitiated, Trista has been joining us for, you know, a couple of years now. And when we started talking to Trista, she worked at the BetMGM network. I guess it was BetQL back then. And then, you know, she was doing the nightly show. What was it, BetQL Tonight? Was that the
BetMGM Tonight?
Yeah, BetMGM Tonight. And she has since left there. And it seems like you've just, you know, I was like, all right, where's she going to go? Where's she going to go to, you know, this place, that place? You're going to go to NBC. She's going to go to, and you've decided, it seems like, to just go completely your own way. I mean, is that kind of what you're doing?
Well, I think that, well, first of all, thank you for having me. Second of all, I am now with NBC, which has been a great opportunity, and I feel so supported, and those, and that's in the betting space. So I'm on the betting side of basketball analysis with people who are very, very sharp, like Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, Jay Crouchaw, former, I want to say he was like a trading analyst for Points, but it was like on the trading team. People were way smarter than me. So anyway, I'm rocking over there, and I'm working for them 5 days a week, and that's been awesome. But, you know, I think me and a few others decided that women's sports, as I said the last time I was on, are just greatly underserved in terms of coverage. And as we invest in the women's game and more people are buying leagues and expansion teams and there's excitement around the NWSL and the WNBA and college women's softball and volleyball, et cetera, you know, what we haven't invested in is the coverage. And so that was where we felt was the biggest gap. And commentary and opinion and comedy has been way, way, way far behind in terms of the women's game, which is kind of what I think I do best. So me and a few others put together the Daily W, and, you know, the time that last time I came on, I don't even think we had 1,000 followers. I think we had like 500 followers. I was just kind of like, hey guys, follow the journey. This is what we're building. We're really excited about it. And we're now at 12,400.
Wow.
That's so awesome.
12,500. We hit 10,000 coming back from WNBA All-Star Weekend.
Wow.
We had some great, so we've hit what, another 2,500 in the last week, which has been amazing. So the growth is great. The engagement is great. And, you know, we have this podcast called Let Her Shoot, which I don't think we had the last time that I was on, which has been since aggregated about Angel McCautry's take on Haley Van List.
Mm.
And that put us really on the map. I think that got 7 million views from Yahoo alone, and The Sun and The Mirror overseas and Britain picked it up. So that's been cool. And so you see that you can really make an impact and start conversations on the women's side that, quite frankly, I would never be aggregated on the men's side unless, you know, something really crazy went down.
That's amazing. I do. I think it speaks to a couple of things. I think it speaks to the underserved sort of nature that you're talking about, which, you know, compelled you to do this in the first place. But I also think it, you know, your journey is one of, you know, I think it's the new way. You know, I mean, you've worked for USA Today. You've worked for Barstool. You've worked for, you know, a betting company. You've done the media company thing. But if you're ever in a situation where, you know, you want to do something new, it almost seems like you're better off, if you truly believe in yourself and you truly can do it, it almost feels like you're better off doing it on your own. And you've been successful, it looks like.
And I always felt that, truly, but I never trusted myself to do that until I was able to have the right cocktail or right gumbo or jambalaya of people involved. And people who want to do the work, people who have Emmys, you know, Sarah, my co-host and co-founder and producer, has done a bunch of stuff in the women's sports game, right? She did a documentary on the NWSL following the Portland Thorn when they won the whole thing, followed, you know, LPGA Tour, you know, done a bunch on the women's side for Athlos and Alex Ohanian, which is a track league that is about to start again in New York City. So follow that. That was a very, very cool event, how they put that together. So when she wanted to be involved, it was like, okay, well, I think we can actually produce and crank out a lot of good quality content. And you see, when you put that out, you know, the engagement and the interest is there. And there's like a comedic side that I have. And then she's got this very journalistic, I call her Eeyore side. And it's a great, yin and yang.
Yeah.
John's, you're going to ask it.
Well, I do think, I haven't seen it. Maybe I've missed it. But, you know, one thing that I did ask you about yesterday is like this burgeoning women's space is, you know, how do you cover the great scandal that was the green unidentified flying object last night?
The UFO?
Yeah. Like how
the UFO do that you, hit the.
Because right. Sometimes, sometimes I would want to joke about that on social media. Like I think it's legitimately hilarious that would somebody would throw that and get that into a game. But I also know that
you know, there is a little bit of sensitivity sometimes with the WNBA. So I don't, like,
for me, I do not care about the sensitivity of the WNBA. That is step one. If we are going to worry about them being sensitive, we're never putting anything out, you know. And to me, it's going to get covered just like the men's game would be covered. And I think that's respect. I think that's treating athletes like athletes and treating the funny things. Like, if this happened in an NBA game, NBA Twitter would be ablaze.
Right.
And it would be just like hundreds, thousands of jokes that we could eat off of for weeks. And on the W side, people are afraid. And even when I made a joke on Twitter last night, and I made it on Twitter just for you, John, and not Meta. It was a Twitter-only joke. And I had WNBA media being like, you need to grow up.
Yep, that's what I was worried about.
No, I don't need to grow up. We had a... the green machine go down to the court. And, like, there's so much to it. I have so many questions, right? Like, first of all, we've got clear purses that you have to bring in. I know that because I went to WNBA All-Star, and they made me check my purse because it wasn't small enough and it wasn't clear. So you're bringing the unidentified object in. How are you bringing it in through the clear bag? How do they let that slide? If she didn't bring it or he bring it, who knows? You know, I'm not going to.
We don't know.
We don't know. How did you bring it in if not in the bag? Think about it.
No, it's a great question. Down the leg, you would think. If a man did, or right? Down the leg.
Inside.
Or inside.
That seems like it'd be hard to walk, but,
It would be hard. Yeah, it would be hard to walk. And then.
They can probably check the CCTV tapes.
A machine. Yes.
And think about, this is what we were talking about on our group chat for the Daily W yesterday, and I thought it was such a good point. Like, remember when women in, the 60s used to throw their bras at the Beatles?
Yes.
You
know?
Yes.
Is that, what this UFO was? Is, throwing our UFO at Kate Martin or at whoever,
so many questions.
At Ryan Howard?
Yep.
To just be like, hey, I want you, And I don't care if the WNBA media thinks this is, childish because – it is what it is. That's what happened.
What do you think the percent chance is that it was a woman who threw it? Very serious question. Percent chance it was that it was a woman who threw it out there.
40%?
Oh, you think it's more likely a man?
I think that's lower than where I would have had it and maybe where my partner John would have had it. 40.
I think it's got to be a woman. It's got to be the favorite.
My first thought that it was a woman. Like the Beatles thing. But if it wasn't throw the bra at the Beatles, it could just be a man being silly, just messing around.
I'm
just saying, imagine him getting caught with it before.
Right? Oh, I mean,
a man's going to have to go to the store to do it, right?
That's
to pull this prank off because it's not, he doesn't own it.
Amazon. You got to go to Amazon.
And that's a lot of effort. For a lazy man.
But a woman would not want to throw her
toy
away.
She has a collection. Right, Trista? She may have multiple.
some people have a collection.
That's crazy. Why do you need a collection, bro?
We couldn't tell how much this one was worth.
Honestly, bro, I don't know why people have so many. I went and housed that 4 months ago, and I was looking for a lighter to light a candle for there's mosquitoes in the porch or whatever. And so I'm looking for one of those big lighters, and I open it up and it's just full of UFOs.
Told you.
Oh my God.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I got the eyes wide shut, house sitting over there.
I think they're just freak leaks.
Is nuts, man.
Wow.
Or they're on that solo dolo time. I don't know. I can't
still
tell.
I don't think I've never owned one, but if I did, I think I would just need the one. You know what I mean?
I just think you need the one, honestly. Maybe it's just me.
Unless the batteries die. But again, this is
I'm exiting here. I'm getting off.
Jason's a deacon.
He's off the train.
Yeah,
he's
I don't think I can train. As a deacon I don't think I can go any further.
Well, I kinda hope it was a woman, because what I would not want it to be is a man. It's like, trying to be derogatory and
correct.
Throwing the strap at the, because he thinks it's funny.
I didn't see a strap.
Well, no, it wasn't a strap, but I'm just trying to call it, you know,
Also, what was funny was that Megan Rapinoe, speaking of strapped, asked Courtney Williams on the stream. She was like, yo, you've never been strapped before? I was like, Megan Rapinoe, we need to stop. Like, right now, delete your account, get off of the internet for a while. And Courtney said to me and Sarah, when we interviewed her for our little mini thing, I can't say because it curses, is she was like, that's the craziest thing I've heard all weekend.
I do think generally this segment is pushing the boundaries, which I appreciate. You know, I think that's kind of the idea, is you want to push the boundaries. And I think we've officially and successfully done that. There's no way to
transition out.
No, but it does seem like the NBA is trying to insert itself into Europe. And the Memphis Grizzlies are a part of that, as they're going to be playing the first ever regular season game in Berlin, in Germany, against the Magic. Why is the NBA trying to do the Europe thing? What's going on with this?
I honestly think Adam Silver is obsessed with Europe and everything European in general. Remember, he created the NBA Cup around Europe. He made all of the team, like the play-in tournament was like based around a European soccer system. Everybody playing at the same time on the same day, the last day of the schedule was a part of that plan as well. He almost rips ideas from Europe, pretty much in terms of his unique approach to developing and building the NBA, which I think is a little bit odd. And I think he just kind of wants to continue to build those ties. I don't really know why. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And it feels like he wants this sort of crush the European League as well and build a separate NBA league in Europe as a feeder system, almost like a development system. Mm. But it almost feels like they're going to create a European team before they put a dang team in Seattle.
Yeah, it does, weirdly. John and I were just saying, let's just go ahead and get Seattle and Las Vegas, the teams, get the Grizzlies into the East along with some other Western Conference teams so you can have those in the West and, you know, have 32 teams. We've got enough here to take care of. And they're, and especially in Seattle, there folks want a team. We're not sure. John and I are looking at this story saying who in Europe's clamoring for a team. In fact, the EuroLeague folks don't want you anywhere near them. So, you know,
no.
Right.
You guys being in the East, the Grizzlies being in the East would be a big-time help.
Need
this
it.
West is tough.
Need it. And we're east of the Mississippi. It makes too much sense. You know, it's long overdue, but you need the two.
Would you put Minnesota on the east as well?
We have decided Minnesota's coming with us, whether they want to or not. But they should want to, right? It's an easier, to your point, it'd be easier for them over there.
You know? I agree. I think those are the teams that you'd want. I mean, you certainly don't want Oklahoma City over there. That's what I would say.
Yeah, let's get the hell away from them.
Whatever conference Oklahoma City is in,
no doubt.
Don't want to be in that conference.
We're talking to the great Trista Crick here on the show. You should follow her everywhere, The Daily W, on Twitter, on Meta, and Threads and Instagram. I got all that. All right, you had an interview with Joy Taylor, and like I hope I like ask this in a delicate way, and I hope that the spirit of what I'm trying to ask comes across the right way, but. You know, there were lots of, you know, allegations about Joy Taylor in her time at Fox Sports. Now, I don't know if those were true. I don't know if they were I don't know. You had an interview with her where, you know, that was sort of addressed. You talked about, you know, what's next for her. But when you as a woman that's been doing this in media for a long time, when allegations like those surface, like, it does it even matter whether they're true or not at that point in terms of damage being done to the sort of perception, you know, and battles that you're already having to fight day in and day out anyway?
No, it doesn't. That's the thing it's really sad, because I've known Joy a long time, and when that stuff came out, I was like, well, you know, that's a big blow. It's a big blow to your reputation. That's a big blow to how fans who don't know you and just sort of casually follow sports, because I think that's really what's happening, is people who don't really know what they're talking about. They don't have any connection to her or any of the players involved. I mean, like the people involved, not like players, but you know what I'm saying, the stakeholders in this scenario in the story. And so they just run with what the headlines were, which is, you know, imagine, and I said this in the interview, imagine being so poppin' that you are included, like Sophie Cunningham was, by the way, who's a receiver player, just included in a lawsuit just so that more people want to read it and are interested in what is being discussed. Because a hairstylist talking about Skip Bayless and Charlie Dixon just wasn't spicy or salacious enough. We have to add Joy Taylor into that. And I think it worked because she became the headline and not Charlie Dixon, who got fired for seemingly inappropriately using power. Not Skip Bayless, who was also let go or his contract ended. It was all about Joy. And when Fox made a sweeping change and canceled all their shows outside of First Things First, it was Joy that was the headline as well. It wasn't Emmanuel Acho and Shady McCoy and Paul Pierce and Craig Carton and other big names that are men that have been in the business a long time, former Hall of Famers. It wasn't them that were discussed. It was her being discussed. And still to this day, she puts anything out, or I put anything out with her in the interview, and all you see is like hot dog emojis coming through and people accusing her of not having merit in terms of how she elevated in her career. And we know that she came up through Miami and local radio as a producer first, and then friend of show, and also former Odyssey host Jonathan Zaslow pulled her over to be his co-host, and that became the highest rated morning show in Miami. So it is sad. It's very disappointing, and it's really, you feel like, I don't know how long it's going to take for her to get further and further away from it and for this thing to end legally, for her to be able to speak about it like fully. But as a woman in the space, it's very disappointing.
Yeah,
it is.
That was well said. That was very well said. And I wanted to ask you that because you talked to her. And then I texted you last night. I sent you my slip. I said, I'm betting the Aces. And it's weird. It almost closed like as a pick'em. I had no. I mean, I. How do the Aces lose games when they have Asia Wilson on the floor? I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, she is so dominant. She is so damn good at basketball. I don't understand how the Aces don't ever, you know, how they ever lose when she plays.
She's a bit like Jokic when, you know, the Denver Nuggets don't have everybody fully loaded, where it's like the on-off splits are so wildly, drastically different, right? I think they're like a +6, +8 when she's on the floor. She's like a -13 when she's off the floor. And offensively, when she's not on the floor, they're worse than the Connecticut Sun, which I don't know if either of you have watched much Connecticut Sun basketball, but they are abysmal offensively.
They were missing Mabry for a while, all right? She's back. They look a little different. They look regalvanized. I mean, I be watching, bro. Come on now.
I love that. I love how much you watch the W. So this offense without her is not good. And she's gotten banged up here and there. You know, I think Chelsea Gray has gotten, not washed, but she's definitely declined in terms of her production. I don't know what's going on with Jewel Lloyd, but Jewel Lloyd is not the same version of Jewel Lloyd that we got used to seeing in Seattle. And, you know, you basically have her and Asia Wilson and Jackie Young sort of shouldering all of the offensive burden. And I don't know how good Becky Hammond is, really. I think Natalie Nicasi has shown that she's really, really freaking good, given what that she's been able to do with the Golden State Valkyries their very first year as an expansion team. And how much do these head coaches rely on their assistants? It's really hard to know, you know, unless you're in the building. Every head coach is different. Every assistant coach is different in terms of their responsibilities and how much they have their fingers on the pulse. I didn't know this until Summer League that I met one of these assistant coaches, and the only reason I found this out is his dad was with them. We're watching a Summer League game. He's like, my son was the one who built the entire offense that won the Boston Celtics the title. And I was like, oh, I thought that was Joe Mazzulla. So if that guy leaves, now I'm concerned, right? So I think there's something to that as well. But, yeah, the Aces are just hanging on by their fingernails and somewhat declining in terms of what has been going on with that roster.
And I did want to let I wanted to let Jason know that you bought the bonnet, and did the bonnet help? with your hair?
The bonnet. Well, I got. See, here's the thing. So I went. So I get my hair done. I don't do my own hair. That's an ambition that I have because I'm not good at it. So I get it done, and it's really hard to get it done before these NBC hits, which are at 7 a.m., by the way, West Coast time. So I can't really get it done on Monday morning, and I'm trying to, like, sort things out. So I'm getting it done Sunday nights now. And I'm like, you know what? I can't just sleep on this brand-new fresh hair and expect it's going to look good in the morning. So I got the silk bonnet or the satin bonnet from Mid-K, which is my local beauty supply store.
That's right.
A shout out to them. But they only have like extra large bonnets. So, I mean, probably because of like braids and huge froes and like I need is my little white curls to sit up in there. So I don't know what I should do, if I should get like a smaller one on Amazon. But it's like hanging on by a thread. It's like ready to fall off my head if I shake my head at all.
Well, if you were here in Memphis, you'd have a beauty supply store on every corner.
Every
single
one.
So you would just literally go to the next one and get you the right size.
Take the trip. Come on down.
Yeah.
Take the trip.
We got all the bonnets you need.
That's right.
Fun fact, that place is where...
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.